Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Barbara Luther is here. Barbara is a new friend. She's the owner and the founder of the Luther Law Firm. She has an undergraduate degree in medicine, a master's of business administration, an MBA, and she's an attorney, and she has her own law firm. And it focuses on intellectual property, especially for small business owners. She's an expert in that area, and we like talking to IP attorneys. She's our new friend, Barbara Luther. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm delighted to be on the Small Business Advocate.
It's good to have you here, Barbara. So my audience knows that for as long as I've been on the air, over 16 years, that I've been helping them understand the power of intellectual property, and whether it be a patent or a trademark or a copyright or whatever it might be, maybe a trade secret, maybe nothing you'd even file for, but just a trade secret. But they have intellectual property. The question is not whether they have it or not. The question is, what are they doing with it? What do you think?
Well, a lot of times I think that people don't recognize it and try not to think about it because it may be expensive. I find that many small businesses wake up and listen when they ask them, did you lock your doors this morning? Did you lock the door of the business when you went home last night?
Right.
And that's what we're doing here. We're protecting your IP and help so that you can profit from it.
That's a great analogy, a great example. That's exactly what I tell them. I say, guys, Did you lock the warehouse before you went home last night so people wouldn't steal your assets out of your warehouse? Well, it's the same thing with your intellectual property, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So how... Go ahead.
I've dedicated myself to making it more user-friendly for small businesses.
Right.
I do patents and trademarks differently, more efficiently, and make sure that the patent works for you, not only in the patent office, but also when you go to raise money or you go to get a partner. They can tell what your intellectual property is without talking to an attorney.
Do you agree with me, Barbara, though, that most intellectual property in most small businesses are not patent worthy? They're not patent subjects. They may not be a trademark that you want to keep, but that still doesn't mean they're not intellectual property. They're probably a trade secret that's important, like the 11 herbs and spices in the Kentucky Fried Chicken product, right?
Right, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't take steps to protect it. If you have a trade secret, it's very important that you make sure that it's secret and only shared with very trusted people, and maybe even give a trusted person part of it.
Right. Tell us how that works.
Okay, for trade secret, what you want to do is you want to divide up the work if possible. For instance, maybe somebody mixes up the three of the herbs, another person mixes up two of the herbs, and then you bring them together at the end.
So they only know part of it, but you know all of it, right? I like that idea. Another way to do it is, and I know you do this all the time, is make sure that you have non-disclosure agreements, right?
Absolutely. That's very important. And we do those a lot for our clients, make sure that they can cover themselves that way.
And so if an employee does know all or part of your trade secret, then you make sure they sign the confidentiality agreements. And also you restrict them from going to work, from leaving your business and going to work for somebody else, a non-compete clause for which you compensate them, right?
Yes, absolutely. And then it's important to do an exit interview, as I'm sure your other experts have said, to make sure that they remember their obligations and don't immediately go and share.
Because they'll forget that, won't they? Somebody, some competitor will call them and say, hey, why don't you come work for me? I'll double your salary. And they get to thinking about that, and they say, yeah, I bet I could be valuable to them. They forgot that 5 years ago they signed a non-compete and a confidentiality, right?
Yes, yes. It's very important to make sure they know that when they leave.
And should I also say, Barbara, should I also say, okay, John, I want you to sign this non-compete, and I want you to sign this confidentiality agreement, because I'm going to entrust you with some private information of the company, and I'm going to compensate you for this, and if you're willing to accept that, then I'm going to compensate you for this, and would you sign here that you understand all that? Is there anything wrong with that, Barbara?
No, it's a good practice to do.
Put it down and let them sign it. I signed this, I understand this, and I took the money.
Absolutely. And I take it a step further, actually. I've been doing this 25 years, so I've seen a lot of business breakups and stuff, and it can get nasty. So what is good with the agreement to join the company is to add in there that the company can become what's called an attorney in fact. For certain things like intellectual property matters. As a patent attorney, I've had people leave a company and they get upset with the company, even if it's not the company's fault. And then they refuse to sign papers to go to the patent office. Well, if we already have that in the agreement, then the company can go ahead and sign for them.
Interesting. Very interesting. What are some other things that we should be looking for?
Well, Jim, you know that the pace of business has picked up a lot, that there's over a billion people on the Internet now, and so I'm urging people to be sure to show their, highlight their trademarks as well as any copyrights on their website.
Right.
That's your window on the world now, and if you're not warning people, then you're making a mistake. It's cheap and easy to warn people
right.
that this is your trademark or this is your book.
One of the things that you learn early on from your attorney when you incorporate is to make sure you put the corp or the ink on your website, behind your name, wherever it is, so people know you're incorporated. If you don't, you can have your corporate veil pierced. And the same thing with your intellectual property, right? If you don't show the circle R or the circle C or the TM or whatever, people can assume that you don't own it, right?
Exactly right, Jim. That's a very good point.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get Barbara to help us understand when we have an issue, how do we protect, how do we defend our property? She's got some experience and good ideas about that after these messages. Barbara Luther and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.